Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Candide West is back. Candide has become a great member of our Brain Trust. He's a threat researcher with Symantec. You know who those guys are, Symantec. And he speaks and reports on things like all the cyber bad guy stuff that's going on across the world, and today he's joining us to talk to us about some of the new stuff. Yes, that's right, folks. They have some new digital ordinance that they're throwing at us, and we're going to see what he has to say. Candide West, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Jim. Glad to be back. Thanks.
It's good to have you back. By the way, Candide is joining us all the way from Switzerland, where he's based. Candide, I was telling the audience before you got here that something I've been saying for a long time, as I've reported on a lot of cyber issues over the last 21 years, sometimes even before there was cyber, and that what we're looking at right now increasingly is what I'm calling World War III. But we're using not 19th century or first century ordnance. They're using 21st century digital ordnance. What do you think about that assessment?
Yeah, I would say it's definitely a threat that kind of approaches all of us, because we're more and more relying on the internet, right, the whole cyberspace, specifically small and medium businesses. You have a lot of things, services, delivery, and all those things which are online, and that means you're affected. And on the other hand, it might not just be kind of malicious intent from nation states, as you could say, for war. It's also the normal cybercrime people. They just follow the money. And unfortunately, that's online now, so they follow the money right to your business.
Well, and when I call it World War III, that might be a little hyperbole, but if you think about it, what is war? War is where if I'm waging war on you, I'm coming after your existence. And as you know very well, and we talk about on the show here quite a bit, some of these attacks are existential for the company being attacked, isn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, they might delete all your customer data. They might steal from all your customer, like credit cards information. So if there's a lawsuit coming against you, or if you lose all your data, that might be the game over for you. And I guess nobody wants that, right?
Well, and one of the things that's been going on for the last 35 years or so, Candide, is more small businesses are becoming vertically integrated as vendor partners with larger companies, with our larger customers. And that means that we increasingly need to be cyber secure, because as we take on more roles, as we handshake with their systems and then ultimately with their customers, we've got to be secure. And if we have a breach on our end, and that breach goes upstream to our customers and to their customers, then that's a mark on our record that we may never recover from. We may never be able to do any more RFPs. Once that word gets out, we may be out of business, even though maybe the attack on us wasn't significant. The fact that we were the breach hole, that is significant, isn't it?
Absolutely. We call those attacks kind of the supply chain attacks, as you said. You're part of the big chain or
right.
Big matrix, if you want. And we actually seen an increase of 78% of those attacks last year, because maybe the big guys are well protected, but then they just go down the chain, find some weak spot, and
yep,
that weak spot might be you, unfortunately.
And unfortunately, it's easy for these guys to find it. And they got nothing else to do, right? I mean, they're very patient. They're very methodical. What is the size of the cyber crime these days? It's in the hundreds of billions, isn't it?
Absolutely. That's a few hundred billions that we talk about. And you said it in the opening, right? It's asymmetric. they don't really have much work. They can send out their phishing lures. They can just kind of knock at the ports of hundreds and thousands of web servers, and they only have to get lucky at one point, and that's already a big payday for them.
And the barrier to entry,
on the other hand, you as a business,
the barrier to entry is very low, right? I mean, they can almost do it with a PC and an internet connection.
Unfortunately, that's true. Yeah, you don't really need much. Nowadays, you even find kind of tutorial videos that let you step by step through what you have to do as an attacker.
Right.
So you don't even need to study computer science and stuff.
So you've got some new, you've identified some new attacks that I'm not familiar with. Tell us about it.
Yeah, so one thing that we saw ramping up kind of end of last year was formjacking, or sometimes also called mage card. And that's the attack where the attackers basically compromise an online store, so your website where you sell something, and then inject a small malicious JavaScript, basically just another thing that is added to the website, which then transparently in the background steals all your customer data like payment card details once they check out. And we have seen a few big cases like Ticketmaster have been compromised and a few others.
Wow.
But we see on every month about 5,000 websites being compromised.
A month?
And a lot of them are small and mid-size. 5,000 per month, yeah.
Wow.
And, of course, that means, on the other hand, we protect about 1 million customers mm-hmm. per month. So 1 million times a month we see someone go to one of those infected websites trying to buy something, and we protect against it. But there's a lot of other people who probably are not protected, and
right.
they might lose their credit card details, and they might not even know.
So this is where they go to a website. The form jacking is where somebody goes to a website and uses their credit cards, and it's not a good site, and they jack the information there. Does that get them back into our system when they do that, or does that just compromise the card?
It's compromising the card, but it's actually even worse. It's not that the website is bad. They basically inject the bad thing onto your own website.
That's where
they go to the internet mm-hmm. searching for small shops, which might be not well protected or
right.
have a weak password that they can guess.
Mm-hmm.
Then they load it up too. So you as a shop, you still receive the orders and the credit
what's,
card details.
What's their goal? Their goal
the
is to get our – is their goal to get our – their goal is to get access to our customers, right?
Yes, in the end, they want all the details. They have the shipping address. They have the phone.
And then
numbers,
they sell those that information to people who do other things with it. Hold on to that thought. We're going to come back with Candide West. He's with Symantec, and we're going to talk about how you can protect yourself from some of these bad things and make sure that you don't go out of business because of it. 20 after, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.